Hey everyone, and welcome to Founder Stack, the podcast where founders and product leaders meet modern tech strategy. I'm Emily, your host from Responsive.
Rob, and I'm Rob, engineering lead here at Responsive. Okay, let's unpack this. We are diving deep today into one of the most critical foundational strategies, I think, that founders really need to master right now in the AI landscape.
Mm-hmm.
It's retrieval augmented generation, or RAG for short. And, you know, this isn't just about slapping a chat window onto your site.
No, not at all. It's really about fundamentally restructuring how your business uses the knowledge it already has.
Exactly. If you're building a company today, I mean, you are sitting on just mountains of unstructured data, right? Sales decks, support logs, internal compliance guides, product specs.
All the stuff that makes your business unique, yeah.
And RAG is basically the infrastructure that takes all that buried, often siloed information and makes it instantly actionable. And crucially, verifiable too.
Yeah, verifiable is key. So let's maybe define the mechanism a bit, because this is where the real magic happens from an engineering standpoint.
Okay.
So RAG combines a large language model, an LLM, with your own custom knowledge base. Now, the LLM alone, it just generates text based on its, you know, massive but general training data.
Right, the stuff it learned way back when.
Exactly. But when you bring in the RAG framework, the process totally changes. The model performs a retrieval step first.
Okay, so before it even thinks about writing an answer.
Right. Before generating a single word, it goes and pulls relevant snippets, context, data points from your specific documents, your databases.
Ah, so it's using fresh proprietary context.
Precisely. And then it uses that context to formulate the final answer. This is often called grounding the LLM.
And grounding, that's the huge strategic win for any founder, isn't it? I mean, what's fascinating here is that RAG directly tackles the number one technical headache with LLMs.
Hallucinations.
Hallucinations, exactly. Dramatically cut down those moments where the model just confidently makes something up.
Because you've tethered it, you've anchored it to real verifiable data points that you control.
And from the design and user experience side, I mean, the result is just transformative.
Right.
It builds immediate trust, right?
Absolutely. The outputs aren't just more accurate, they are instantly more up to date than any generic model could be, because they reflect your business right now.
So for a customer, or even an internal user, they stop getting those vague, generalized answers.
And start getting specialized, trustworthy information. It feels relevant. It feels useful. Okay, so the core value is clear. Unlock knowledge, boost efficiency. But how does a founder actually do this? Because the resources, the tech debt, the goals, they look so different depending on your stage.
Totally. We really need to look at RAG not as this one single piece of tech, but as a strategy that kind of evolves with the company.
Makes sense. So where do we start, the early stage founder?
Yeah, let's start there. You're lean, right? Limited internal bandwidth. Usually you're drowning in stuff like user interview notes, early product feedback, maybe some initial sales docs.
Stuff that nobody has time to properly synthesize or even find later.
Exactly. And the temptation for that early founder is maybe to jump straight into using some huge expensive LLM for everything.
Yeah, go big or go home, right? But the strategy for RAG here should be really focused on lightweight solutions and, honestly, internal bandwidth conservation. You are not building a multi-region vector database on day one.
Okay, so no complex infrastructure builds yet.
No. You're looking for immediate small-scale wins. You might use a lightweight RAG setup just to augment your own founder-customer conversations.
Like what? Give me an example.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to just ask a simple bot built on, say, your last 20 user interviews, hey, what are the top three feature requests we heard last week? Without having to manually reread all the transcripts yourself.
Exactly. Instant synthesis.
Okay, but I have to push back a little here. Even a lightweight RAG setup, it still needs indexing, managing embeddings, maybe integrating a basic vector database, perhaps a hosted one like Pinecone or Weaviate.
Sure, yeah.
If I'm a super scrappy team of like two people just trying to ship code, how do I stop this helper infrastructure from becoming a drag on actually building the core product?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really critical question. And the answer is, you have to focus ruthlessly on utility over complexity at this stage.
Okay. You leverage tools designed for rapid deployment. Things like Llama Index, or really simple integrations with vector database providers to get fast, demonstrable value.
And you prioritize which documents?
You prioritize the stuff that gives you high leverage internally first, things that streamline your own operations, like create a simple internal FAQ bot that answers common employee onboarding questions.
Ah, so the founders aren't repeating themselves constantly.
Exactly. It's an efficiency hack for you, not necessarily a product feature for your customers.
Yeah.
Yet.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Internal optimization first. Then,
right.
Okay, you hit the mid stage. You found product market fit, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly the focus shifts, right? Now it's all about scaling customer interaction, scaling documentation, your team's growing, and knowledge starts getting fragmented. That's a real problem.
Yeah, it really is. And the RAG strategy here moves from that internal optimization focus to integrating RAG directly into customer-facing features. This is where RAG becomes visible, where it starts impacting revenue and user retention directly.
So what does that integration look like, say, from a UX perspective? How does the user experience it?
Well, think sophisticated contextual support chat features, not just a basic chatbot that, you know, asks if you want to talk to a human.
Right, the frustrating ones.
Yeah, but one that can accurately pull information from maybe 5 years of detailed product release notes, hundreds of support tickets, your entire public documentation site.
Wow.
And give an exact answer instantly, grounded in your specific product history.
And this brings up that critical insight you mentioned earlier, the sort of strategic gold for mid-stage companies. It's not just about answering questions.
No, absolutely not.
It's about turning those questions into a strategic feedback loop.
Yes. You should be using the analytics derived from these retrieval queries, what people are asking, what the RAG system is finding or not finding, to actively improve your product documentation, improve your onboarding flows.
So wait, every time the RAG system maybe gives a low confidence answer, or maybe when a user has to rephrase their question 5 times.
That's gold. You're identifying a knowledge gap or maybe a clarity gap in how you present information.
Okay, so the system's failures or maybe its struggles become the blueprint for making the product clearer.
Exactly. Like if you see 50 queries a week asking about a specific API rate limit and you know it's documented somewhere.
Yeah.
It probably tells you the documentation structure is poor or it's hard to find, not necessarily that the info is missing.
Right. So the UX failure, the user having to search and search points directly to a documentation or maybe even a product fix.
Precisely. You connect the dots. This is how you scale knowledge management efficiently. You make your tech writers, your customer success teams vastly more effective because the AI is basically highlighting the weaknesses in your current knowledge base for them.
That's actually brilliant. Using search failures to drive documentation improvements. Okay, now let's jump ahead again. Late stage or, you know, the true enterprise founder.
Yeah.
The game changes completely here, doesn't it? Stakes are way higher.
Oh, yeah. It moves from being maybe a helpful feature to being a core mission-critical infrastructure layer. The strategy shifts heavily towards stability, towards heavy governance, and critically, compliance.
And from an engineering perspective, this is where things get serious. You likely can't just use off-the-shelf tools in the same way anymore.
Probably not. You need enterprise-grade RAG solutions, which often means migrating to, or maybe even building, a really robust multi-tenant architecture.
Right, especially if you're serving many different clients or internal departments with potentially sensitive data.
And the implications of multi-tenancy for RAG are huge. You need absolute data isolation. Client A's sensitive compliance docs can never, ever, under any circumstance, be retrieved or used to answer a query from client B.
That requires serious infrastructure investment, serious governance protocols, clear rules.
Definitely.
And we also see huge efforts in cost optimization at this scale because running these systems isn't cheap. But maybe even more importantly, auditability. Auditability, explain that.
Well, if RAG is being used in a highly regulated industry, think of finance, healthcare, legal, the system needs to record everything, not just the final answer it gave, but the exact chain of retrieved documents, the specific data snippets it used to formulate that answer. You need full traceability for compliance and risk management.
Got it. So you can prove why the AI said what it said based on approved internal data.
Exactly. And that deep level of integration, verification, and auditability, it transforms WAG from just a utility into a fundamental product differentiator.
How so?
Well, competitors who are maybe just relying on generic LLMs, they'll never achieve that level of contextual accuracy or compliance assurance. At the enterprise level, RAG becomes the competitive advantage. It allows the company to operate with lower risk and higher knowledge precision than anyone else.
That makes perfect sense. So let's talk about some real-world applications then. Where is RAG not just, you know, bolted on, but the absolute core differentiator?
Okay, B2B SaaS is a huge one. Yes, it powers sophisticated internal knowledge management. We talked about that. But think about accelerating sales enablement.
Oh.
Imagine sales reps getting instant compliant answers about complex pricing tiers, specific regional regulations, or maybe detailed feature comparisons against a competitor.
Without having to ping the legal team or product manager and wait hours or days.
Exactly. Instant verified answers grounded in the company's official knowledge.
Okay, what else? Developer tools.
Yeah, huge potential there. RAG is showing up embedded directly into IDE's integrated development environments.
So,
or creating intelligent API copilots.
So, like, as I'm writing code,
the LLM instantly retrieves relevant code examples, best practices, or documentation snippets directly from your company's own private code repositories and internal docs, right there in your editor.
Wow, that's powerful context switching reduction.
Totally. And then, of course, knowledge-heavy industries, law, finance, healthcare, they absolutely rely on this.
Why is it so critical there?
Think about a law firm. The ability to accurately search across millions of internal case files, precedent documents, regulatory filings, and then deliver a highly contextual, verifiable summary or legal opinion. That's crucial for reducing catastrophic risk.
It fundamentally changes the risk profile of doing business in those sectors.
It really does.
Okay, let's make this even more concrete. Can we share a quick example?
Yeah.
Like that B2B SaaS company that used RAG for an internal sales copilot?
Yeah, perfect example. So the pain point was pretty universal, actually. Their sales teams were just spending vast amounts of time, honestly, wasted time, searching for accurate compliance info, specific product details.
Stuff scattered across internal wikis, SharePoint folders, maybe Slack channels.
Exactly. Dozens of confusing places. Every query took forever, and worse, sometimes led to conflicting or outdated information being given to prospects.
That sounds like massive friction. You said a rep might spend, what, 15 minutes per query sometimes?
Yeah, easily. 15 minutes just trying to validate if a certain feature was compliant in Germany or if the product integrated with System X. That's 15 minutes of not selling.
And a huge risk of giving out wrong information.
Yeah.
Which could kill a deal or cause problems later.
Absolutely. So by deploying a RAG-powered internal copilot trained securely on their own verified documents.
Okay.
They cut the time spent searching for that essential verified information from that average of 15 minutes down to under 1 minute.
15 minutes to under 1 minute. That's huge.
It's huge. And it wasn't just about saving search time. It fundamentally streamlined the entire sales process.
Right. Because there are knock-on effects. What were the cascading benefits?
Well, you get standardized, authoritative answers across the whole sales floor. No more guessing or giving conflicting info.
Which probably shortened sales cycles, right?
Yeah.
Because reps can answer complex questions immediately, confidently.
Exactly. Shortened sales cycles. It also improved product adoption downstream because the information presented to the customer during the sales process was consistent and accurate from the start.
And all of this came just from unlocking that previously buried internal knowledge using RAG.
That's the power. It proves RAG isn't about, you know, shiny object syndrome or just cool AI. It's about measurable ROI, risk mitigation, operational velocity.
So, okay, as you're listening to this, we want to give you a final prompt, something to reflect on for your own business. Don't just look for places where you think you need a chatbot. Look deeper. Yeah, look for where knowledge is the bottleneck. Ask yourself directly, where are you or where are your teams spending time searching? Where do you hit those knowledge friction points? Is it in onboarding new hires? Is it in handling complex customer support tickets that require digging through old notes? Maybe it's in preparing compliance reports or sales proposals.
Those friction points are often where RAG can provide the most immediate value.
So the goal here really is to shift your mindset. Don't think of RAG as just another generic AI feature.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as this flexible, fundamental tool. It's designed specifically for unlocking and leveraging your core business knowledge, and it applies at every single stage of growth.
Absolutely. Whether you're aiming for that early stage operational efficiency or you're building out that massive compliant multi-tenant infrastructure later on, RAG is really the foundational layer that makes it all possible and makes your proprietary knowledge work for you.
This strategy is just crucial, I think, for the next decade of software development and business building.
Totally agree. So if you're curious about whether RAG could benefit your specific business operations or maybe your product roadmap, or perhaps you're wrestling with the complexity of moving from those mid-stage features to a more enterprise-grade infrastructure.
Yeah, if any of this resonates, we'd love to connect.
Definitely. We're always ready to explore specific use cases and see if this approach makes sense for you.
Thanks for diving deep with us today.